The Flathead National Forest is now reviewing all the objections to the final draft of its new forest management plan. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Flathead National Forest released that draft plan back in mid-December. It's essentially the blueprint that will guide land use decisions on the forest for at least the next decade. Groups who were involved in writing the plan had 2 months to file objections. The Flathead Forest Plan Revision Team Leader Joe Kruger says that objection period closed Monday.
We've received 74 timely objections regarding the revision of the Flathead's plan, as well as the associated regional foresters' species of conservation concern, as well as the amendments to the Lolo, Helena, Lewis and Clark, and Kootenai National Forest amendments.
The plan includes a section on grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. Federal managers say that population may no longer need endangered species protections. And that's what worries critics like Arlene Montgomery with Friends of the Wild Swan. That local nonprofit was one of 74 that filed an objection.
You know, if you're going to have a forest plan, it should be one that at least is beneficial to wildlife, that not an adverse effect to wildlife, like grizzly bears, lynx, and bull trout.
Montgomery and other conservation groups that are critical of the revised plan say it doesn't do enough to protect fish and wildlife. They say it ignores best available science and offers no direction for maintaining a sustainable road system.
I think we always need to be pushing for what's the best for wildlife, fish, and water quality, and that's what we're doing.
The Flathead National Forest's Joe Kruger says his colleagues in the Forest Service believe they're doing the same thing.
Well, you definitely have the environmental organizations kind of all mirroring themselves on their points, but we do have quite a few letters of support as well.
Forest officials will now review the objections to the final draft of its new forest plan and are expected to respond to them later this spring. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.